Anda, Gimel Amid Beis, towards the Saif of the Amid. He had different Eifanim, how to explain the Mishnah. Let us just start three lines from where the lines start getting wide at the end of the Amid and the Gimel Amid Beis. Ravashi le'omar kitavayu. The Gemara is explaining why Ravashi did not want to say the way Abaye and Rava said pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about Hakol Sheichtim is coming to tell us that Ashritas Kusi is good. If you need the Oimdim al Gabov or the Nichnas V'yoytzei Baal Kaponim, Ashritas Kusi is good l'chatchile, but Yevet, if you give him to eat from the Bosor and he eats it, so that's a simon he made a proper Shrita. So Ravashi lo'yoma ketavayu, Kosova Kusim Geire Aroyes ain. Ravashi holds that Kusim Geire Aroyes, so Mamela the Goyim, so if the Goyim, it will zicha not help. Filu, it's Oimdim al Gabov, it will not help. Let us see Taisvis. Kosova Kusim Geire Aroyesain, Ushchitosam Psula, Kamoy Shalev the Kechovim. Just like a Shchitas Goyis Posel, so if their Geiris is not a proper Geiris, so the Goyim. And what is the psul of goyim? Mizavachta, mivizavachta vachalta. Ma sha'ata zeveyach ata echel. Kloima. Oisa ishohu bar zviche. What is matter ba'achile a zviche from a bar zviche? Lafuke oivet kechovim, who is not a bar zviche, is not metzuvin zviche. And Taisvis includes in the miut from Zavachto a person who is Oichel Neveles Lahachis. So he's Peirek Mimenu Oil Zviche. So he's also Mufke from Mivizavachto. Now, we have here Amachlekes Rashi and Taisvis. We had Rashi on the top of the Amid, the third line of Rashi, on the top of the Amid, that the Ravashi had said that a mumal nevelis l'teyovim, so the shchita helps. So that Rashi says v'davka oichel l'teyovim, eats nevelis l'teyovim, so then the shchita helps. Yabaydik the second. Aber lahaches, afilo nimzei sakine yofe loy, demuid lenabel bekavone biyadayim. So Rashi says that amuma lahaches is possible because he will not make a proper shchita. That's what Rashi says. And Taisva says that amuma lahaches is possible, a fellow make a proper shchita, because he's a lav bar zviche. A person who was peirik, oil zviche mimenu, that's also not called a bar zviche. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. So, bepashtes, we could say, Rashi held that's going a little too far to call him a lav bar zviche. He's a bar zviche, he's not mekayim the chiyuv of zviche, but to call him a lav bar zviche, that's really going a little too far. So l'cheira Rashi, we can very easily understand. But Rabbi Chanon says in Emerson, there's enough in the Gemara Mesechtes Gittin, like Taisvitz. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Gittin that a mumah is possible to write tefillin. Ukshartem uksavtem. A bar kshire is a bar ksive. And a muma that was poirek oil kshire mimenu is possible ksive. So we see that from Ukshartem is Nismayet also, not only a person who wasn't Mitzuveh, no, a person who is not Mikayim Mitzvah's Kshire. So we see Taisvus is right. The Trabal Chonon, but if you're going to compare these two drushes, that just like over there, you need a person who's Mekayim Mitzvah's Kshire, the Gemara says in Gittin that a cotton is also possible. And here we have that a cotton is kosher to Shecht, so it says in the Mishnah that a cotton is kosher. So Rashi held that if you're comparing their Chazal Nu, Pshartam or Saftam, there it's going on the person whose Mekayim Mitzvah's Kshire is Roi Lichtoi. And therefore, since by a Mumar and a cotton there's no Kiyum of Mitzvah's Kshire, so therefore the Apostle looks even. But here, a Kochach, since we see a cotton is kosher Lizviche, so Kochach Vizavachta means something else. Bezavachta means that a person is mitzuben zviche, not a person who's. Bezavachta is only that mitzvah zviche is noye. So he wants to say another say that Taisvus held that a cotton is called a bar zviche. And the cotton is not called a bar kshira. And they say as follows, the Beis Halevi says this, another achronim say this, that b'emison is a lav of loy sachilum. That means that loynad lahazar agdoylam alaktanim, loynad from temeskoyenim, shrotzim dam, that one is not permitted to be machol a cotton, a machol iso. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, since a cotton is not mitzuveh, so what is wrong in being machal a cotton a machal iso? So they bring a raya from this, that be'emison, that's the isurei toire be'emison are mutal on a cotton also. There's no einish on a cotton because achmona chasalei. But lemaise, he is nichlal in the tzivui of macholos asuris, and therefore there's a inyan of lois achilum. Kavucha, there's a meiridike loshen of the Radbaz, the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Yudzayin, Mehilchas Yisuri Biyah, says a very interesting chiddush. Cotton ben tes abor shivcha charufe may be cotton. A cotton bentes that was born a shivcha charufa brings a cotton. Hashem shivcha charufa. So the Ravid asks, and the Rambam, a cotton is alav bar onshim. Why should a cotton bring a cotton? So the Radva says, ein ha-korbonis lo'inish elo lechapore. The cotton nami kapore boy. He needs a kapore. So we see that be'emison, when the cotton does an aveira, it's considered a ma'is aveira. There's no onshim. But he needs a kapore. Teru was chos olav, that we're not manishim. So memele, so they want to say as follows, that when it comes to all isurim, and perhaps the limud is lois achilum, we see that a cotton is called a bar zviche. He's mitzuve in zviche also. He's mitzuve in macholis asureis. He's a lav bar onshim, but he's a bar zviche. So therefore, the if he shechts, it's kosher. If he makes a proper shrite, masha ein kein by mitzvahs, there's no such concept whatsoever. A cotton, there's no chi of mitzvahs. Here we have a limit on leis achilum. But by mitzvahs, there's no chi of mitzvahs whatsoever till it becomes a godel. So memela cotton is a lav bar kshire, but is a bar zviche. So Taisvus was medame al kaponim, just like a mummer is a lav bar kshirim, so a mummer lahachis, is a lav bar zvichi, was poirik oil zvicha mimenu. Ba'av al gav, what's he tells us further, the oma besoyperik beis di yibomis, echot geiri aroyis, ve'echot geiri chaloymois, kulom geirim gemurim. That means it doesn't matter what the Sibah is, why they were Nisgaya, but if they were Nisgaya, they gave him. So what is Pshat that Ravashi holds that they're Goyim? Because they gave Aroyis. So Taisha says, Hainuk Shem is Gaya Legamri Mi Pachad Aroyis. That means one does not have to be a Ger Lishmo. It could be a Sibah Tzdodi that brought about that he should be Megayer himself. A pachad avarois is also sufficient to give him a teres ger. Avol kusiyim loin is gairu legamri. Kedrasivim melochim es Hashem oyu yireyim ves aleheyim oyu oivdem. Oman do megeri emes hain kesover deshuv nis gairu legamri. Let us go further in the Gemara. So that is why Ravashi did not want to learn like Abaye Barok. Because Ravashi held that Kusim Apostle Meikar Adin. Abaye lo yome ke Ravashi, lo yisvira lo yehoderov. Because Ravashi said, Hako Sheikhtim is going on a mumma, nevelus l'teyoboim, that you can trust the Shchita as long as you're boidik the Sakin. Lo yisvira lo yehoderov. Abaye doesn't hold that one can trust a mumma l'teyoboim. Ela Rove, my time, Eloi Oma, Kish, my day. But Rove, why did Rove say that the Mishnah is speaking about a Kusi and it's a Yetziv Nichnas? Why didn't Rove say like Hishtik Teir, like Ravashi said, it's speaking about a Mumula Teyovain? And if you buy the Sakin, it's Sheikhet Lechatchila. So the Gemara answers, L'dvorov da'abaye koma, that means he just was going a little bit da'abaye. His Abaye said it's speaking about Kusi, so he said if it's speaking about Kusi, it's not speaking about Oymed al-Gavo, but it's speaking about Yoytze v'nichnas. But L'dvorov da'abaye koma, V'lei lo'y svirelei. He taka holds that the Mishnah is speaking about Amumala Teyovim. Let us see the bottom Taisvis. My time lo yoma kishmaite. Why didn't Rove say the way, like Ishtik Teire, that if you're Baidik Asakin, a mumma lo tiyovin kishach lechatchila. Taimo, doktoni b'masnisen trei hakel shoichtim. In the Mishnayis it says twice hakel shoichtim. Meforish Rove lekamon. Chode lasuye kusi, v'chode lasuye Yisrael muma. So one akel shevtim is going on a Yisrael muma. Almi muki chode kishmaite. So what is the problem? What is the taina? Why Robert didn't say kishmaite? He sure did. He said one is going by a muma l'teyovin. V'shloimer dahochi porech v'kemaise iboile l'ukme kishmaite. He should have said that the first Mishnah is speaking about Amumah L'Teyovin. And others explain that, what is the Indian, he should say, the first Mishnah is speaking about Amumah L'Teyovin. Because in Emerson, in the first Mishnah, there is an Ariches HaDvorim, Hakel Sheikhtin U'Shritos Angshayro. So from this we learn that Hakel Sheikhtin means L'Chatchila. The Hakel Sheikhtin that it says later is Namuchach L'Chatchila, could be its P'dievet. So Memele, like the argument the Pilpa, maybe Hakel Shochtem is B'dievet, Hakel B'teire Shrite. But the Gemara proved from the Kefal Aloshin, it can't be twice B'dievet, so Kol Hakel Shochtem is L'chadchil. So Memele, that is Pshat, the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, since Rava personally holds that a Mumah L'Teyovin can Shecht L'chadchil, he should have said that the first Mishnah is speaking about a Mumah L'Teyovin because he holds a Mumah L'Teyovin kishach l'chatchila. And from the first Mishnah, it's Muchach that HaKol Shoichtim means l'chatchila. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan, Schitas Kusi Muteres. Bamed Vorem Amurim, She Yisrael Oymed Al Gabo. Avo Bo Umotsoi Sheshochat. But what if he saw he shechted? Choyter Kezayis Vinoysen Loi. Ochloi Mutalecho Mishchitosoi. Vim Lav Osalecho Mishchitosoi. Ki yaitzei boi, a similar aloche, mozo biyodoi dikuye shel tziporim. Rashi says, muteres mechatchile, that means that if he ate it, you're allowed to eat from the shchite. Teres lechatchile, to eat from the shchite. Now, another case, the Baraisa brings down the Kuye, Machoizeis, Shel Tziporim, Shchutim. There are strings of Tziporim, which are tied to, Geshachten the Tziporim, which are tied together with a rope, with a string. And it seems, the Kuye, Shel Tziporim, Motsu Biyodi, the Kuye, Shel Tziporim, that means, here it's speaking about that the Kusi shechted a lot of tziporim, and he shechted them to sell. Now we have to know that he make a proper shchita. It kaitei ha-reisho shel echad mehem, v'noisen loy. So he gives to the kusi, och loy mutalecho mishchitosoy, v'im lav osalecho mishchitosoy. We need a biru of achila to prove that a kusi is not nizer and lichna iver. So mamela, we have to be mevaradis. Abaye dayek mireisha. Abaye is medayek from the reisha. The reisha says that a shchitas kusi is mutar kshe yisroel oimed al gabo. So that if it's yisroel oimed al gabo, it's good. That's what Abaye said. Rove dayek mi seifer. The seifer says, when do you need a birur of achila? Bo umotzoi sheshochat. It wasn't nichnas v'yaitzei. Was bo umotzoi sheshochat, then you need a birur of achila's kezayis. But if it was nichnas v'yaitzei, that is not necessary. Abaye dayek mi reishe. Taime di Yisrael loimed al gabo, avu yoytze v'nichnas loy, rovedayik mi seife, taime de bo umotza ishe shochat, when do you need a biru, that of to be machlam a kezayis, davke bo umotza ishe shochat, avu yoytze v'nichnas shakodom. So each one is medayik from the loshainis of the Baraisa Lushitosa. Ula Baye Kashe Seife. The Baye the Shver the Seife. Amalach Yeitzi V'nichnas Nami Bo Motze Korila. Yeitzi V'nichnas is not sufficient. So that's called, it's also called Bo Motze. It's not Oymed Al Gabo. Ula Rove Kashe Reishe. Amalach Yeitzi V'nichnas Nami Ki Oymed Al Gabo V'domi. It's equivalent to Oymed Al Gabo, just like by Oymed Al Gabo, there's a Mirsus, there's a fear. So you have the same fear by Yaitse V'nichnas. Ki Yaitse boi motza biyodoi dekuye shel tziporim, keitei ha-reisha. So that's the second case, that he had strings of geshochten et tziporim. So the Gemara asks, amai leichish, and you give him one of the roshim, and if he eats it, you see that it's kosher. Like the Gemara, leichesh dilma hai hu dahave shochet shaper. That means the Gemara understood that the tziporim are still in the hands of the kusi. And I go, and here's, let's say, he's holding 5 tziporim. I go, and I take one of the heads, and I ask him to eat it, and he eats from it. So that's proof that they're all kosher. What's the raya? Dilma hayu da have shochet shaper. Maybe this one got a tzamazel, this one he got shechted properly. So therefore he's eating from this shchuta. But could be the others, he didn't shecht properly. So how is this a biru? That the kusi, that all of them are kosher, you have four more tziporim. Omar Rav Menashe b'machnison tachas knofa. So the Gemara says, no, when we make this biru of testing the kusi, the yi takes all the five tziporim, tachas knofov underneath his baguette, and then he goes and the kusi doesn't know which one he's cutting the head off, kaitei reishe shel echad mehem, the kusi doesn't know, and then they give him to eat, so memele, so the kusi doesn't know, so kochok, they're all kosher. Dachoy nemes kakashem. What's the raya? Could be, you're right, the kusi doesn't know. But could be he wasn't nizer and sveikis. Could be he wasn't nizer and sveikis. You're talking about, we're going to be matter to eat from these seporim because the kusi did not know, which head you're giving him. So it could be, and what if he, the Rambam sheet is Sofik de Reise and a Teira Lekule, so he could be Mekel. You have to know if it's Kavua, Kol Kavua Kemerza Merza Domi, and my Kavua could be, so the Rambam is Moide, they say Sofik de Reise Lechuma, but you have to know how from the Kusi is, he knows the Shmaitze that even according to the Rambam, Sofik Daraisa Lachuma Bayiso, that's Kavua. I saw a very interesting teretz from Rabbi Yankiv Zechenu Lebroch and Emes Leyakev. He says that this is not called a Sofik. He says if you have a Dava Osa and a Dava Mut in front of you, and you'll cover them and you'll take one live man's buff, you'll take out one, that's not called a Sofik. This Isser and Heter, and I'll shut my eyes and I'll take one of them. That's not called, that's a Sofik. This Isser over here, I mean, that doesn't have a Chlal, a Teir is Sofik. Because I don't see which is the Osser one. This doesn't have a Teir is Sofik to be Mekel. So Vidilma Simna have a Yoiv like. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have here a raya. The guy, the kusi does not know. The kusi does not know which one he's getting, and if he eats it, it's a raya that they're all kosher. But the Gemara, v'dume simna havi yoiv lei begave. Maybe he had a simen on the kosher roish. And God came out, you gave him the rosh, and he eats it, he sees that's the one, the kosher rosh, he made a simen on it. Amar Rav Misharshiye, the memasmes lay masmusi. What does Rashi say? What's the other Rashi? The kuya machoise shal tziporim shrutim, abaye domalel yeitze v'nichnas l'chatchile, loy shirin gab yishchit dai mereish nidav ke oimed al gabo ve rov de shori dai mesayfe loy matzrech tane bedike ela hege de bo matzoy if you came and you found it you shocked nobody so rov said that dikhas vyaytze ke oimed al gabo dami ve oimed al gabo diktoni tane Hainu yaitzei v'nichnas. It's equivalent to Oymed al-Gabo. So the Gemara asks, how is that a biru? When you give him one of the roshim to eat, how is this a biru on all the tzipoirim? Could be, hayu dahave shochit shapir. Oise oif levadai shochet yofa. Vizeh ahoya makirin. The kusi knew which one he shechted properly. Vahochloi. Vanan heichen nismach lechel acherim. How can we eat the others? So the Gemara answered, the Rav Menashe said that it's speaking about machnis and tachas kenofa. Yisrael zeh haboitkoi machnis kolatziporim tachas kanfei ksusoi. And akusi makir eize nosan loy. So the Gemara says, maybe he had a simen on the rosh which was properly geshochten. So the Gemara says, memas meis. Rashi says, Memachoi umachatshei vaistaisi, he chopped up, he meshed up the rosh. So if there was any simen there, the simen is not nikir anymore. The Bene Gershim says, the masmese leimas musik leime shemalach lechoi betit, shafilu yesh loi simen, eini makir ha simen. You can't be makir the simen because of the tit. Let us see Taisvis before we go further. The Kuryeh, so Taisvis is Chelek and Rashi, Sal, a basket, to make the Kuryeh Beperek HaSeicha Sepayal, or the Mephane. Now, the Gemara brings a Simen, which we skipped over, Amar Rav Menashe, Simen Machnes Izmol Bischorem. So Taisvis says, what's that Machnes Izmol Bischorem? Simone Shmaitze Rav Menashe, Tahach Milchiltahein. That means the Gemara wants to mention there are three members of Rav Menashe Mesechtes Chulin. Hach the Machnes Tachas Knofo, that's what in this Perek. Lekama Beperek Sheini said another member is Moshein Lekanayim. The Perek Eilu Treifes, Anu Dichri, the Ganvi Ganvi, and Choshis Larissa Kebo. So Mamele, the Gemara wanted to mention, when we brought down the first time in Chulun, Rav Menashe, that in Chulun, in Mesechtes Chulun, he said three members. So that's the Simen. Mil Gam, Bimkaima Isachayrem Yesh, we have Rav Menashe in other places in Shas. Dashkachne beperk beis de yevomis, tamarav menashe gazon de devreim kosholei de sishe. Beperk mi shehechshich, amarav menashe chode kamei chode, trei kamei trei shakel domi. So we see, Rav Menashe said his memories in other places also. Now, frek de gemore weiter, so we hear there a memory, of a Baraisa. The Baraisa says that he had a kusi that has a bunch of geshochtene tziporim, oifis, and we don't know, he's selling these oifis, we don't know if they're kosher, if they're not kosher. So we say that the Yi takes all these oifis and he covers them and he makes sure there's no simen on any one of them. And then he offers the head of one of these oifis to this kusi. And we'll see if he eats it readily, so then we'll see that he made a proper shechit on all of them, since the kusi himself doesn't know which oif he's eating. So Zaraya, that all of them were properly geshocht. That's how we're mevare that it was a kosher shechit. Frekte Gemara, V'dulme kosovri kusim ein shchita lo'if min ha'teira. What's the raya? We're basing our whole heksher on this kusi that's eating it. So maybe the kusi holds that there's no chiyav shchita lo'if min ha'teira. That's why he eats it, but that's no proof. Tell the mice it's a kosher shchita. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Ein shchita la'oif min ha'teire, mishum d'loi ksiv zviche behedye ele b'boka v'tzayin. V'ksiv v'zavachta mibkolcha mitzayinecho, v'anan yafine b'keisha l'kamon, v'zoi steiras ha'behim avoy. Now we learn a hekish, But could be the Kusim don't hold of this Hekish. So Memela, there's no Biru whatsoever. There's no Biru whatsoever that from his Achila that is Take Kosher. It could be he holds this Bechlano, Chiv, Zviche, and Oifis. Frekte Gemore, Ule Taimeich, if you're asking such a Kasher, so, that you have a kash on the sefer that's speaking about oifis. Shehiye drosa haloda hagrome ve'ikar miksiba. Now in the Reisha, when we're speaking about a shritas peheme, and there we also were soimech and the achil of the kusi. So all these protim, nuche shrita, who says v'chlau that he holds of these protim? Elokimen da arziku bohu, arziku bohu. Ochiname kimen da arziku, arziku. Let us see what Rashi says. Vule taimeich, hach zviche dersiv baboka o batsoim, mi mefarshen ilcheisel batoyo. Does it say beferish in the Torah, the oifen had a shchita has to be? Vavilo hochi, somchi olayu. Mishum, the chazilu, that's with the yaibitz is going to start zikubo, because we see that the mekayim, we see that they were makabal on themselves this mitzvah, and if they're makabal, they do it properly. So now the Gemara says, va'avzik, so the Gemara says, mitzvah she'eino ksuva beferish b'teira. I say, so the Gemara, what is the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is, you have a kasha, how can we rely on the achila soif? Maybe they hold the shchitas oifis and not mina teira. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about that we know that they were magic in this mitzvah, they were medactic in this mitzvah. Just like we have the same problem by Shchitas Behemah, who says that the prote hilche shchite are not kosher b'teira. Now, al kochoch, if we're samech on them, because we see that they, for themselves, they're nizer in all the protim. So Memele, so the by Oifis is also speaking about the same thing, that we see that for themselves the Nizer and all the Prota. And now the Gemara says, Va'afzuk, V'loi Afzuk, B'deloi Ksive Tanoi. But now Emerson was saying a Shtik Torah. Mitzvah She'ein Oksuve Beferish B'Torah. A mitzvah that doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. Such as Shchitas Oifis, such as Protei HaShchite, and we see that they're noyik with this mitzvah, they were marzik in this mitzvah. Do we assume, given the arzik with the two, since they themselves were mekabel on themselves this mitzvah, is arzik nami lididon lismechalai? Will we rely on that, what they were marzik in this mitzvah, and for themselves they mekayim the mitzvah, is this enough of a birur for us? Arzik namu dan lismach alai ki ovdi letzoyre chatzma. O yimrinen afal gav da arzik leditu, vay arzik lediton kloima, Leicha shvine, leicha zoke, le mismach alayu. Is tanoi pligibo. Arzik vloi arzik, kloima chazoke, oi eina chazoke. Aces, we're speaking about an Indian that is loik sivit. There's no beferish apostle. So that's one strike against them already. So there's a svara to say that, and that makshiv this Indian, it doesn't say beferish in the Torah. So we see they were mazik in this mitzvah. Is this enough of a bira for us that since we see they're mazik in the mitzvah, so this is sufficient for us also? Or could be an achzik, the loiksive, is for us not a sufficient bira that it's kosher, that we can assume take, that it is done properly, al pi alocha, that we can be seimach on this. So the Gemara says, this inyan, like sive va'achzik, is a machlekes tanoim. Achzik v'layachzik, but like sive tanoim. So the Gemara brings, where do we see this machlekes? The sanya. Matzas kusi muteres, v'odam yoitza bo yidei chayvosai bepesach. That kusi, a matzah v'kusi muteres, one is allowed to eat the matzah, one does not have to be chayish for chimutz. Ba'odam yoytze bo dei chevosu bepesach. We'll see later, the Gemara says, in one can be yoytze the kizayis matzah of erev teich l'matzes. One can rely that it was a shimul l'shem matzah's mitzvah. That the Gemara is going to explain this. So this is pshat in the Tanakam. So the Tanakam says, without any conditions, the Tanakhama says that matzahs kusi, a yid is permitted to eat it, you makai mitzvah spar of teichlo matzahs. Chabalaza oisa, levisha'ein bekiim bidiktuke mitzvahs ki yisrael. Not bekiim bidiktuke mitzvahs, we cannot rely on their anhogis that it should be kosher for us. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, kol mitzvah sheherziku bo kusim, harbe medagdikim bo yoyser mi Yisrael. The mitzvahs that were machzik, they're more medagdik than yid. So we have here a three-way machlokes, and now the Gemara is going to elaborate and explain this machlokes. Amama, matzos kusim muteres, v'odom yoyser bo yidei chayvosei bepesach. Okay, the Gemara pshita. What's the kefal aloshin if it's mutus or yoytzi dechevosu bepesach? So the Gemara says, ma'u deteime loy biki bishimu. Eino chanami. That it's muta, that it's not chomet, that could be. But could be loy biki bishimu. Tamash melon, that they're biki bishimu. Let us see what Rashi says so far. But Rashi, Ba'avzik, v'le'avzik, b'doloi ksive tanoi, mitzvah she'ein ksuva b'feirish b'tay. V'ro'inu she'chziku bo, yamrinen, here we said this Rashi already, mutaloich lo b'loich hashinen l'chometz b'peisach. So you're allowed to eat it. Vodom yoitza yedei chayvosei, shakosu kovoi chayva lecho matza b'leila rishayin, ursi b'erev teich lo matzes. Vim yoshav v'loi ochal over basay. Lekamen porech kimen de tana muta, if it's muta tei, pshita di yoitze bo, so it's matze. Also, Rabbi Lezos also, afilu lo ichlo, she'ein bekiyim, and yoidim l'shoimro, they don't know how to watch the matzahs. Lahavchin bein siyo l'siduk, bein hirsifu ponov, l'loi hirsifu ponov. Now, the Rishash is more on this Rashi, the first half of Rashi is shver. Now, the second half of Rashi is understandable. That means like this, there is a matzah when the dough gets pale, Yichsifu ponov, and this matzav is a simen of tchilas chimutz. Lo yichsifu ponov. That means they can't be mafchin. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. They don't know when is it called yichsifu ponov and is achshash chimutz. When it's lo yichsifu ponov. So therefore, we can't rely on them because it could be chometz, and by then they feel it's still not chometz. But the first half of Rashi, they can't be mafchen bein siyur l'siduk. Siyur l'siduk, both of them are simone chimut. it's affect the shashel, what, so that they don't know the difference between Tzir and Tzidduk, but both of them are chometz. So here's a problem to understand the first step of Rashi. So the Gemara asked, now the Gemara starts explaining the Baraisa. The Baraisa said that, according to the Tanakame, that it's Mutter, it's Mutter, it's Vodum Yaitse Bodochebos. In fact, the Gemara Pshite, the Yaitse Bok, even the Mutter. Mo says, Mao the Taima Apagav the Pshite Lom, the Loi Hinichu Lahachmet, Umutteres Bachila, Mi Loi Bekia Boho the Boyle Mebet Shimolu Shaymatsu Shalmitzvah. Maybe they're not Boki. That is another tonight. You need Shimul Shematzish on Mitzvah. The given the way of it, Bo Shimul, Lenakinabo, Midi Dahavi, Akmochim of the Taiki shall oib de Kechob, Mabolo, Fonainu, Kaidim, Shaof, Oib, Kechob. That means if we'll have, the Kmochim is problematic, but the Taiki is, if we have a dough of a goy, Aboim of Fonainu, Kaidim, Shaof, Oib, Kechob, Vereinu, Shalai, Hichmet. And we saw that it's not chometz. The kaimalon, the muta, aber v'loy mafkinem bo. But we're not yaitze. The amrinem is not a mishnah. Akmochim is also aber abateike shalai v'kechovim. Odom amalai kreise mehem, aber v'atshe yecho kizayis matza v'achoyne. So there's a t'nai by the chiyav achilas matzah berav teichla matzah, which should be matzah shmura l'shem mitzvah matzah, and could be that they're not baki in the din of shimu l'shem mitzvah matzah. So that is why that the Tanakhama had to tell us that no, matzah kusi muteres, number one. And Ba'odam Yaitzabai de Chaivasi be Pesach, number two, the Baki in the mitzvah of Shmartem, the maker Shmir Lashem Matzah's mitzvah. The Rabbi Lezer Oysa, Afilu Lo Ichlo. And what does Rabbi Lezer say? Lefi Shein Bekim be Diktukim mitzvahs. Kesava loy beki bishimu. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kesava loy beki bishimu loy garsino. Because before we said shimu means that, the translation of shimu means that you have to be shmir l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Here Rabbi Lezer asks, so he doesn't answer because they're not boki in the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. He asks because it might be chometz. But time I mishum chimutz. So period. Rabbi Lezer Oysel v'shem bekim b'diktukei mitzvahs. And so they don't know properly. They're not mafchim v'chsif upon them, lo yichsif upon them. So afraid it's chometz. Ulaman de goris lei, hochi meforish, lei beki l'shem roi milahachmetz. That means, even though this is the same lashon like we had before, the Tanakama Biki Bishima, Le Biki Bishima, but there's two different translations. Here means, Le Biki Bishima, Vashomra Milahach. V'yesh Mevoshim, others want to say, Rabbi Lezer Oyser, Lotzeis Bo Yedei Chaybose Bepesach. But Rabbi Lezer says, you can't be Yotze, because that's what he means. Ein Beki Bishimo means that Pakeh Rabbi Lezer is not speaking about the problem of Chimutz. For Chimutz, it seems that they do know Hilchus Chimutz, but he's also that you can't be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Berev Toich L'Matzis, because they're not Boki in Shimo L'Shem Matzis mitzvah. That's Ayesh Mefoshim. Rabbi Lezer Oysa Lotzis Boy Dei Chayvosi BePesach. So Rashi says, V'lav Milsi, that's Icha not a good pshat, She'ein Zer Loshen Iso. Rabbi Lezer Oysa, not Oysa, it's pshat is, Rabbi Lezer Svira Lehen Yoitzim Bo, Oysa, so it seems that there's an Iso Taka Bachilosa, So therefore, Rashi does not like the pshat of the Yesh Mefosh. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oima, kol mitzvah shechziku bo kusim, harbe medagzikim bo yoysa mi Yisrael. And it seems by matzah they were shechziku bo. So memela, so it's good. So it's good, so it's not chometz, and they know how to be mekayim beret, teich lo matzah, shmartam as ha-matzahs, and matzah shmur lo shem mitzvah matzah. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, there's no problem. Frag the Gemara, heinu Tanakame. So he's saying what the Tanakame said. The Tanakame said it's good, and he said it's good. So the Gemara says, Iko binayu dechsive v'loy achziku bo. There'll be an afkemine if it's ksive v'loy achziku bo. Now, the Tanakame sova, kiven dechsive, apogav d'loy achziku bo, it's also good. That ksive alone is sufficient. That's why the Tanakama did not mention God, it's achziku bo over here. We see this from Shimon Gamliel. Kol mitzvah shechziku bo kusim, and it seems the mitzvah of matzah, they were matzah. But the Tanakama did not mention this. The Tanakama mentioned matzah kusim muteres. So the Gemara asked, "Hainu Tanakama, what is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama are saying the same thing? That it seems the matzah is good, and you can be yaitze." The Gemara says, "Ike binayu dechsive v'loy achzikuba." If it wouldn't be achzikuba, is that alone not achzikuba means we don't know if it was achzikuba? Tanakama sova kiven dechsive. If it says beferish, half al gav d'loy achzikuba, it's also good. Rab Shimon Gamliel sova, he achzik ein, iloy achzik loy. So the Baal, we're not up to what the Gemara wanted to say, that achziku is a machlekes tanoim. Here the Gemara, the Baal wants to say that the machlekes, the Tanakama, Rab Shimon Gamliel is, do you need achzuk in order to rely on the kusim? The Tanakama holds that ksiva alone is sufficient, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, ksiva is not sufficient. You need achzuk. Let us see what Rashi says. Ika binayu milse der ksiva bereise. We don't know it was achzikubo. Tanakame d'loy airi b'chazoke klal. He didn't mention chazoke. Aksive d'eraisa kopit. He's only speaking about mitzvahs aksuveis b'toira. That was his marshal. He did not mention any other conditions which are necessary to be mevayel. V'tona matzah, he just said, matzah's kusi is kosher. V'hu adin, and this is symbolic, l'chol aksuvim b'toire. He says, any other mitzvah that's kosher b'toire, you can rely on them. Av al gav d'loy yadinan I arziku bo iloy arzuk samchinen alay. We rely on them. V'kiven d'chsive, that means whatever is written. The kusim were over mekayim, b'mloy, moving amila, so we can rely on them. Kabbalazo oisa, afilo azikubo. Da einam bekim bediktuki mitzvahs. Rab Shimon Gamliel also lemeima, but it's not sufficient that it's ksive. We have to know it was azik. Avzik en le avzik loy. V'lav aynu tanoi da omalel. Before the Gemara wanted to say there's a machloikis, if avzik v'loy ksive is sufficient, because before we're speaking about shchita soif, we're speaking about shiat rosa haloda agrom v'ika, which is like ksive, can we rely on erzikubo?
So this is not what the Gemara said before. Here the Gemara wants to say differently, that the machlokes, the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel is ksiva sufficient, or do you need achsik also? Ad maskana de mil. Still the Gemara will say pshat. So bekitza, the Gemara, the Vayal now wanted to say the machlokes, the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Tanakhama's ksiva is sufficient. That's why the Tanakhama just mentioned a mitzvah shekosu v'atayre. He did not go into it if we have to be mevarer that it was achsikubo. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said, kol mitzvah achsikubo, that means if we know achsikubo, then we can rely on that. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is meisiv, is machma over the Tanakhama. He holds ksiva is not sufficient. You also need Afzik. Yehochi, so the Gemara says, if that is Pshat the Machloikis, is the Lashon of Shimon Gamliel is very schwer. Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be marbe on the Tanakhama. Kol mitzvah shechziko bakusim. That means he comes to be saying that it's not necessary ksive. Kol mitzvah shechziko bakusim is sufficient. The way you're learning pshat, he's machmer on the Tanakhama, and he's whittling down that what you said ksive is sufficient is imirziku miboilei. He's saying ksive alone is not sufficient. You need herziku also. So this pshat that you said that the machlokes the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel is if ksive is sufficient or you need herziku also. The Lashon, and it comes out of Shimon Gamliel, is machma over the Tanakhama. The Lashon of Shimon Gamliel is not machma like that, because if that would be the case, it should have said, I hirzik, I mirziko mi boilei. Kol mitzvah shirziko bo, it would seem he's coming to be makel over the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says, so what is Takeda Machloikis? Alika binayu, the loiksive vachzikubo. The machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, by loiksive, something that is not kosu batoira, vachzikubo. Is Tanakhama so vachiven the loiksive, afal gavdach zikubo nami loik? If it's like Sive, Arziko doesn't help. That's why the Tanakhama mentioned mitzvahs in Yonim, which are Ksive, Matzah's Kusi, and everything similar to Matzah's Kusi. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Kol is Marbe, Kivin the Arzuk, Arzuk. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to say that, no, you don't need Ksive, Arzuk is also sufficient. So now let us get back. So we had a baraisa that said that if you keteya a roish of a tzipur and you give it to the kusi and if he eats it, it's a raya that was properly geshochten. The Gemara asked the kasha, what's the raya? Could be that the reason the kusi ate it is not because it's properly geshochten, because he holds ein shchita loif min atayr. There's no mekay. It's not ksive. So that's why he's eating it. So the Gemara says, no, this Barais is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And we know it's Achziku Bo, Bishritas Oifis. So Memele, if Achziku Bo is sufficient. So this Barais is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Let us see Rashi. Kol mitzvah mashmet del ribuya yosef. Afilo hanech d'loy ayri bohu. V'kivin. Afilo hanech d'loy ayri bohu. That the Tanakhama did not speak about. V'kivin d'okminon hani d'ayri bohu le'elkoi. If you want to say that he's going on what the Tanakhama spoke about, tahaynu b'dechsivei, And he's saying, besides Tzivi, you need also Afzik, is Lemu'ute Yosef. So then he's coming to be Mamayit. So if he's coming to be Mamayit, so the Loshneshka, Im Irziku Miboile. So it should have said, Im Irziku. The Hashtave Mash Meshapet, the Poli Gatavayu, that he's Chaylik Sayed the Tanakame, and Say and Rabbeleza. Tanakame de Shori Buloi Chazoke. He said, no, Im Irziku. Rabbeleza Doisa Filo Irziku. But also, Iel Lemaima, Im Irziku, Medagdikimbo, Umuto, Buloi Kerabeleza, Holoi Irziku also, Buloi Ketanakame de Shori Buloi Irziku, Abul Hashte, Diktoni Koil, Mashme da filo hanach to like siva nami koma de samchinen acheskai. Ale ikabinayo de like siva va arsigbo. Machleke says like siva va arsigbo. Tane kame sova. Matze vecho de dom yelei. Vech siva samchinen alai. Bein arsig, bein loy arsig. U de like siva Lei samchinen alayu. Afilu achzik. Abelezu sovar, afilu ksive vachzik, lei samchinen alayu. Afshim gamliu sovar, kol mitzve shehziku, afal gav do lei ksive, samchinen alayu, kiven da achzik achzik, vahaynu tanoi de leel tanakame, rabshim gamliu. And the Baraisa is going according to Shimon Gamliel. Let us see Taisvis. Matzis kusi muteres. Vim toima. So it seems you're allowed to eat the matz of a kusi. Valoi gozu al piton. They were gozer al piton lefishoyim mavatlin binyan beis hamigdosh bimei ezre. Kidomar bepirkin de Rabbeleza. So Pirkin de Rabbeleza, it says that the kusim, when Ezra came, so they shter the binyan abayis. Ezra put them in cheirim, and it seems because of this, they asked their pass. So Memele, so how can you say Matzes Kusi Muteres? There's a different problem. Goes well, Peter. The like of the main with the Hainu Bekusim Rishoinim, you can't say the Kusim Rishoinim perceive behem Besalaheim Hoyoivdim. These were the first Kusim which were Takigere Aroyis, which were Takigoyim. They were the ones that were mevato the binyan abayis, and they were put in the cheirim. Their pass was also. The koma hosom mikan omar abeloso kol oichel pas kusi ki ilu oichel bosa chazir. Now Abeloso said that because of this cheirim that Ezra put him in cheirim, the pass is also koloichol pas kusi koloichol b'sar chazir. Now Rabbi Lezer is speaking of bismanoi. Now bismanoi, that's after they became geiri emes, and he still says that is an iser to eat pas kusi koloichol b'sar chazir. But tenina nami lekamon, we learn further shchita seduki avodas kechovim. We can't be saying mechan heshrite, pitoi paskusi. So memele. So we see weiter that bismanenu. This is not only in the previous map. For the bismanenu, it's also the paskusi is also. So how can you? What's that matzus kusi muteres? Ba'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Ma'iri Hoche be'ise. The Yisrael, Sh'osa Kusi Mimenu Matze. He says, it seems that Yisrael, that they asked Paskusi, Sisa Paskusi is Vistavke if it was Anisa of a Kusi also. But if it was Anisa the Yisrael and he baked it, this doesn't fall into the category of Paskusi. It means even though by Pasakum it's Venahapachu, by the Anisa of Yisrael that a Palta baked, I think it's brought down that this is also, but by Paskusi, Tosis wants to say, it's not like that. That if it was a Isi Shal Yisrael, so it's Mutter. Ve'im Toima, Fatoisvis, Vahayach Yoitzebo. How can a Yid be Yoitze, the matzah of a Kusi? Vishemo Hulay Shoma L'shem Matzah, Doch Shidi Alif Ne'ive L'Sitein Mikshel. So, Bishloime, the Shaila of Chometz. So, they're eating it. So, I see that it's not Chometz. You're allowed to eat it. But here, the Tanakhama says, Vodim Yoitzaboy Dechevose Bepesach. I can assume that there was a Shmire, the Sheimatzes Mitzvah. Now, how do we know that there was Taka Shmira L'Shem Atzis Mitzvah? That what the Kusi is eating it. There's no raya that it's kosher for Mitzvah's Matzah. V'yeshloima kegon shloi ochel ha-Kusi Matzah acheres kol ha-layla. It's speaking about that we're together with the Kusi. And we're by the Seder together with him, and he's only eating these matzahs, but that he baked. And for himself, it's achzikubo. He was in the mitzvah of achilas matzahs achzikubo. So how is he mekayim mitzvahs achilas matzah? So al kolchoch, it was a shimo l'shem mitzvah's matzah. There's a kasha from the Rishash, it's a very modern mice over here. That means like this. That what the Kusi is eating the matzah by the whole Seder night is blownished. It's no higher. I mean, could be. So what does that mean? It's, could be when it's krum for achilas matzah, he's going to chaparayna, because he has a different matzah in his pocket, and that will be mekayim mitzvah's achilas matzah. So Pshat is we're watching him, we're observing the Kusi. The whole Seder night he's just eating the matzahs on the table. We wait. Mamish too. So Chatzos Tabalaza Ben Azariah till Alois HaShach, we're watching him. Alois HaShach, he didn't eat any of the matzahs. It's a rat, it's a kosher matzah. Fine. So now I see it's a kosher matzah. So when am I yotze? It says, So it becomes nisbarer after this man achilas matzah. Next year, Rabbi Yankee wants to say it. The next day, it's fake the yemen. The next day, but they say it's a psadoichik. There's a psanada ha'ore. It's a shiny shagol yisepis that I'll use this matzah now for. That's my method. The Rishash wants to say this, and that's a Tzadoichik. There's another Ha'ore here, that I think the Nachlis David is Ma'ir, and others are Ma'ir. The Tanakama holds that Ksive is enough. You don't need Hechzik. If it says Beferish, so Memele, That's enough of a birur that the zicher mekayim it. You don't need another birur. Now, ushmartem as hamatzos, lucher is not so mevura that it means you need shmira l'shem matzos mitzvah. And that's not pashta the krop. So why is this called ksiva? Why does the Tanakhama hold that Odom Yoitzaboy Dechebose Bepesach, I mean, just like the Gemara asked before, maybe they hold Shchita Soifus Lav Minatoyer, there's a Hekesh, they don't hold of the Hekesh. I mean, if it doesn't say black and white, so why is this called Ksida? This is the Ha'orah that Nachos Tovid is, and someone else asks the Kashos. I think they say Psateretz, it's speaking about Achzikubo. I mean, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that speaking about Achzikubo. So that means if a person was going to a matzah bakery, Shalkusim, and that was the mice, there was signs all over the Shei, matzah, mitzvah, that was the mice over there. So Al-Koponim, from the Achziku, you see that they learned Pshat and Shmartem as a matzah, like that. I mean, where did they get this from? So, not that we rely on the Achziku, but from the Achziku, we see that that's how they understood Pshat in the, I think that's what they want to say, Shmartem as a matzah. Let's go a little further. Iki binayu, the loik sive varzikubo. So that's the machlokes between the Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Loik sive. Perkama de gitten muchach, the ksive vloyach zikubo nami ike benayu. The Tanakame mahani, he said that what our Gemara said first, that there's a machlokes ksive vloyach zikubo, the Tanakame mahani Shimon Gamliel mahani. And there's another machlokes also. That means, but our Gemara just wants to tell us that there is also such a machlokes. Rav Shimon Gamliel is also Mekel over the Tanakame by Leik Siva Verziku, but it does not necessarily mean that Leik Siku or Ksiva, that is not a Machloikis, and in Gitnes Mavur there's such a Machloikis also. Just let's start the next Gemara. Omar Rove Kufa. Omar Rove. Yisrael Muma Oichel Nevelis Latoyovin Boidek Sakin Venoisin Loi Umutha Lechel Mishchitoso. If Yisrael Muma that's Oichel Nevelis Latoyovin, so you Boidek a Sakin and you give him a Sakin Bodek Umutha Lechel Mishchitoso. My time. Given the Ike Hetere Ve Yisure, since it's possible for him to make a proper Shrite, is loyshove kitegre v'ochel isure. So I don't have to think that he won't make a proper shchita. He'll zichah make a proper shchita. Ihochi ki leibodek nami. So Gemara says, if you say that I don't have to, if it's possible to make a proper shchita, I don't have to be afraid he won't make a proper shchita. So why does it say Boydik Sakin Venoisin Lai, Philly, you want Boydik Sakin? I can assume that that the Mumma will be Boydik the Sakin. So the Gemara answers, Mitrach Loi Torah. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Kivendi Ketera Bi Isure Kamei, Shebiyodoi Lahachshiroi, Ubiyodoi Lenablo. So Mamela, I can assume we'll make a proper shchita. Mitrach loy torach. Im loy yimtze en a yofe, if it's not a kosher sakin, loy yachzer acher sakin acher. So we won't be materiah to get another sakin.